And before we wrap up today, here's a bit of your feedback from yesterday's program.
We got in a truck with two men whose job it is to remove graffiti in Cambridge.
I've never met anybody who I removed a tag.
What would you say to a tagger if you bumped into one?
I would just ask him, I mean, you know, why do you do it? Is it like getting high or something? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could be. Hey, who knows?
Listener Laura Harrington heard the story. She said it couldn't have been more timely.
She sent us an email saying, "My fourth grade son's teacher called me that afternoon to inform me that my son had written on the bathroom wall at school.
I hadn't yet decided how I was going to begin my conversation with him when I picked him up. Imagine my surprise when a segment on graffiti removal began.
A glance in the rearview mirror revealed my son's surprised expression as we both listened in rapt silence. After the segment finished, my son quoted, $5,000 and 30 days, referring to the penalty graffiti carries in Cambridge.
We, of course, launched into a discussion about his actions and consequences, and then he asked how I got Radio Boston to air that piece just then. I explained it was a poetic coincidence, but he remained unconvinced.
Laura Harrington, thank you for that email. And listeners, if you're in need of any particular cautionary tales or morality plays, just let us know when you'll be listening and our special Scared Straight team will get right to work. Okay, just kidding. But seriously, your feedback is always welcomed at radioboston.org.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, big time, big money, Boston investors might appear to be part of the 1%, but some of them support the Occupy Wall Street movement.
That's tomorrow on the show, and we'll be talking to some of them. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.